Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Partners in Ukraine face shortages and exhaustion, but remain committed to broadcasting hope in wartime. Then thousands of Guatemala's kids have received mentorship and protection from gang violence through One Ministry's work. We'll tell you who it is in just a moment. But first, tomorrow marks 4 years since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, igniting a war that has altered countless lives. It's estimated that 600,000 Ukrainian troops and 1.2 million Russian troops have died so far in the conflict. Transworld Radio is working with local ministry partners in both Russia and Ukraine. Over the past 4 years, they've felt the strain as the conflict drags on with no clear end in sight. A gospel worker serving with TWR remembers the early days of the invasion.
The teams, of course, as everyone else in the world, thought, okay, this will be maybe a very short one, more like a crisis. But I think after the first year, everyone realized that it will be way harder to find a solution. And starting in the second and third year, I remember that they were so, so tired because nobody was expecting it to take so long.
As the conflict zones reach deeper into Ukraine, TWR's team has experienced the power, water, and food shortages.
But they still wanted to continue to produce the content because there is audience out there, especially in war times, to need to hear about gospel.
Pray for a just end to the war and for Christ's comfort for grieving families. Pray, too, that the gospel would reach those who are searching for hope. Meanwhile, on the night of January 27th, Russia launched a massive drone attack on Odessa, Ukraine. More than 50 drones destroyed dozens of residential buildings along with a church, kindergarten, and more. Three people died, and many more were wounded. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association says,
in Ukraine, the destruction's raining down on the people, trying to break the will of the people.
Russian army tactics like targeting civilians violate the rules of war. In the aftermath, Pastor Ruslan of the damaged church shared,
there were 12 drones flying around, and one hit just outside his church, shattering and destroying windows and doors and frames in the interior.
Yet by God's mercy, the team was relieved to know that no one was hurt.
They recognize in this war that the things of this world are temporary and that the church is not the building. The church is the people.
As soon as the church was repaired, the people gathered again. Still, beyond the church walls, many are losing hope.
The human condition can move into despair and even indifference and depression, driving many to just shake their fist at God and say, maybe you're not even there.
The Ukrainian church bears a heavy mission to share hope amid mortal danger. So pray that the Holy Spirit guides them. And finally, the well-organized gangs of Guatemala offer a real threat of brutality and danger in red zone neighborhoods. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
AMG is in seven of those neighborhoods, working with thousands of kids in Guatemala City. And we are a safe place for these kids to be while mostly single moms are working during the day to help support their family. So they are with us. They're safe. We feed, provide medical assistance, lots of care for these kids and keep them from the violence that's happening in these communities.
AMG also provides an annual camp for these kids where they can enjoy a completely different environment.
And during that time at camp each year, there's a strong focus on sharing the gospel and learning these kids' stories and weaving all of that through. And it becomes just a beautiful time. And when we talk to former students of AMG, many of them indicate that they actually gave their lives for Christ while at camp.
Please pray that these kids who are poured into by Christian mentors will encounter Jesus. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.